Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his statutes and seek him with all their hearts. This comes from Psalms 119. My recent meditations have led me to thank God for his holy word. I have been reminded of how precious it is for my life and in my life. I remember having the opportunity to travel to Ukraine on my first missionary trip back in the early 1990s. There we handed out Russian New Testaments to the people, those who came to hear us preach and to teach the gospel of Jesus. I recall how they crowded around to receive a copy. I also remember how many of them returned night after night, bringing their cherished possession of the Bible back with them, and many had made covers to protect their book. The smiles on their faces told of the joy they had in possessing their own copy of the Word of God. That was a new experience for me. I grew up with the Word of God. Bibles were available on the bookshelf at my home. I wasn't very old before I had my own personal copy. The church house always had Bibles in the pew racks. God's Word had always been present in my life, but for these folks, it had not been. Worship had not been allowed in their country. Living by faith and teaching the faith was unlawful. So when the powers fell that had constrained such things over the Word of God, the people were hungry for it and to possess it. We read the Word of God, and it teaches us. The Bible teaches us that we need nothing further than the Word to guide us into our spiritual walk with God. No further revelation is needed. The Apostle Peter declared, "God's divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Christ, who called us by his own glory and goodness." The Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy about the Word of God. He reminded Timothy that the Holy Scriptures were able to make him wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. His letter says, "All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." The Psalms in the Old Testament have much to say about God's Word. The very first chapter gives a contrast between a righteous person and those who live wickedly. The righteous man delights in the law of God, and he meditates upon it day and night. His life prospers, but the wicked do not. In the 119th division of the Psalms, there are expressions after expressions given about the Word. The psalmist expresses his own desire for it, his need of it, and his rejoicing in it. He declares how it is the source of life. He makes his own personal commitment to the teachings of God's Word. He declares an allegiance to it. And we quote again, "Oh, how I love your law. Yeah, I meditate on it all day long. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." He went on to write, "Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens." The psalmist prays fervently for many blessings from the hand of the Lord. and he is reaching out to his Creator, acknowledging his need for the blessings that come from above. And in his words of petition to the Almighty God in heaven, he says, "Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law." I share these things for us to consider how much we cherish the Word of God. We are instructed and encouraged as Christians to be students of the Scriptures so that we will know what God's will is. By giving ourselves into the study of the Bible, we learn the moral duties that we have in this life. There are lots of concerns about the direction our society is headed today. We are appalled with the violence that happens on a daily basis. Today, there are lifestyles being accepted and promoted that the Bible clearly teaches are immoral in God's sight. We are made to wonder how our society places such a cheap value on human life. We see a degeneration of morals happening rapidly among all ages. And why is it happening? Part of the answer is that the Word of God is not cherished. It is not valued, nor is it used. The Bible is not the cornerstone of values by which we should live. The Old Testament is a great place to find some examples of how people forgot and neglected God and His Word. And when they do so, there is moral decay. Often God's chosen people stopped hearing His Word and honoring Him. They began worshiping idols, and it led them into moral depravity. We need a revival today of the moral values that are found in the Bible. We need a revival that convicts the hearts of men and women, boys and girls, that God is God and that He is watching how we live and how we treat one another and how we honor or dishonor Him and His commandments. Revival comes from the inspired Word of God. Hearing it, reading, and applying the Bible truths can change our lives, and it can and will change the structure of our society as it reshapes us as individuals. Do you have a Bible? Are you reading it? Do you believe it? Is it teaching and shaping you into a person who honors what it teaches you? God's Word is His message of love to us. He wants us to know how much He cares for us. And He has written down these words so that we can share in eternal life with Him and with those who by faith live in Christ Jesus.
Walk with me, walk with me, lest mine eyes no longer see all the glory, all the story of your love. Talk to me, talk to me, like you spoke so tenderly. When you talk there, when you walk there by the sea,
there by the sea,
let me follow in the footsteps that trod the shore of Galilee. Let me learn to pray like He did in the Garden of Gethsemane. Take my hand, of your love,
yes, of your love.
Let me follow in the footsteps that trod the shore of Galilee. And let me learn to pray like He did in the garden Gethsemane. take my hand. Teach me, Lord, to understand all my duty, all the beauty.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.